Chase Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason here with you. We say hello to Teron Davenport of ESPN, Titans NFL Nation reporter. He is presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit craneworks.com. TD, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. Back from Philadelphia. So, yeah, man, everything's great.
Yeah, look, I know that was probably a fun trip for you, being a Philly guy yourself, but not a fun trip for the Titans as they lose yesterday, 35-10. Their former wide receiver, A.J. Brown, has himself a day. But I'll agree with Mike Vrabel. It's not just about A.J. I know he was asked, you know, how that trade to this point has helped the team. But do you view that if Treylon Burks, who made a tremendous catch for a touchdown, his first receiving touchdown in the league, if he doesn't get hurt and leave that game, could we be having a different conversation today? Or is it just a lot of other things that caught up to the Titans?
Yeah, you know, getting into that whole if conversation could be a little sketchy, but I do feel when he went down, that just really took away their options on the outside. And we know that over the last 2 weeks, he was that guy. He emerged as a playmaker for them. So things could have possibly been different, but I think that game, if you watch it, it was bigger than just A.J. Brown and Treylon Burks. The offensive line struggles. It's time to put Dennis Daly on the grill. You know, mm-hmm. Something has to be done there. And then you look at Devontae Smith on the other side of A.J. Brown, had himself a day. And I remember Jalen Hurts was on talking with TD, and I was pushing that he was going to be a good quarterback. And I was told that he was a running back and that he may not even be a quarterback. But you look at what he did yesterday, and it just goes to show you. And then also, you got to mention that defensive line, what they did as far as the Eagles are concerned.
Well, you led me right into it, TD, and I think you know me well enough to know that I am all about giving credit where credit is due. And you have been 100% right on Jalen Hurts. I think he's the front runner for the MVP. He should be. He's had a fantastic season. That offense is working for him. Obviously, having Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown doesn't hurt, but you were on the Jalen Hurts train from the very beginning, and so far you're looking pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like here to say, hey, you know, I was right, everyone was wrong. I just the problem that I had is people were saying that he wasn't an actual quarterback. That's where the problem was. But I think yesterday's game was really good for him because we know the Titans went into that game saying, hey, look, Jalen Hurts is not going to run the football. It's not going to happen today. And what did he do? He threw for 380 yards.
Yeah, he did. One more real quick. I've been asking this all morning. The Tennessee – fill in the blank, TD. The Tennessee Titans are a blank football team.
Are a
– it's tough. People have said stagnant. They've said slightly above average. Nobody's really said bad, but nobody said good.
I think stagnant is that's the perfect word for them. Because, and it's funny, I don't remember who I was talking to about this last night, but it's just like this team actually, they're good enough to make the playoffs, right? You know, they're going to win the division. They're going to host a game, but, I mean, it's more than likely going to end up, hey, you host the game and then you have a first-round exit. Because you look at these teams, I mean, okay, if the Dolphins come in here, I think they could beat the Dolphins, the Jets, the Ravens. But, I mean, if you're talking about a Bengals team, we know what happened there. And if somehow the Bills lose their division, I don't think that they could beat them. So it's just one of those things where stagnant is a great word because – it's just right there. They'll win. They'll get in the playoffs, and they'll be good enough to not have a higher pick. And then it's just like wash, recycle, rinse, whatever, you know.
Now, TD, yesterday was the first time that I've seen Ryan Tannehill frustrated. It seemed like he was just visibly frustrated. He laid on, and I know a few times his ankle might have been hurting. But there were moments in the game where he just laid there. and you can see the disgust on his face or the frustration on his face. Do you think that John and Mike should take that personal? Because this is the offensive line that you gave him, and you expect him to go out there and do wonders with an offensive line that is banged up, and that right side that left side is not good at all. And your quarterback seemed to be on his back more times than not, at least the last couple of games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He has every right to be frustrated because, like, imagine as a quarterback, your offensive line is not good. Your pass catchers, for the most part, aren't consistently getting open. And even when they do get open, guess what? The offensive line doesn't give you time to find them. And then you got one guy that every time he touches the football, he seems to go for 20 yards or more, but he's not playing as much before this week. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of frustration, and they should take that personally. And it comes down to, three decisions that were made, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moving on from Roger Saffold, drafting Isaiah Wilson, and I think you have to allow A.J. Brown to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's those three moves right there, I think, were franchise-altering to where they were on that arc to where they were working towards being, okay, this is a top team in the AFC. And now look at them.
Now,
fourth at best.
Yeah. We discussed earlier, too, this team, for all the injuries they had last year, and the guys they had to, sort of in and out, was a shuffling, in and out, revolving door. This team is worse this year than I believe it was last year. At least last year, they had some depth, and they got guys to play. This year, you're starting to see that even when guys are hurt, those guys that are backing them up, they've gotten to a point that I believe they've given you all that they can give. And you still got, what, 6-7 games left. What does this Tennessee Titans team look like with a banged-up Jeffrey Simmons? He's never going to get injured. He's not going to get healthy for the remainder of the season. That's just not going to happen because you got to continue to play him. You got DeNico Autry. We don't know how long he's going to be out. But Dupree, he's disappeared, and we hadn't found him yet. So what does this team look like moving forward?
Yeah, Bud had a strip sack. And he did get a good pressure on Hurts, but he led with the helmet. But no Autry has been like that move. Not having him out there has been really bad for that defense. And I think you're seeing that all the way into the secondary. You know where you have guys struggling from that perspective because the pressure's not there. I mean, they got 3 sacks in the last 2 games. That's bad. So I think really they got to somehow try to get healthy. Kyle Phillips coming back, maybe that'll give them somebody that could get open a little bit better in the slot also. But I think really what they have to do is focus on getting Chig a comp. Get Chig the football.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get him the football and get Austin Hooper. He's turned into a third down guy that the Tannehill is going to go to. So I think those two. And then, once Treylon Burks comes back, you continue to feature him the way that they have. And I think you have something on offense, but the problem is just that left tackle. In my opinion,
mm-hmm.
Dennis Daly, get him out of there. Get him out. Get him out.
I agree.
You look at that 35-yard field goal that Bullock had to kick. Chig had that big play, got them into scoring position. This guy got called for a penalty, and then you turn around and you get beat for a sack. And it's just like, come on. And then you go back and you watch the end zone copy. The one time Josh Sweat got him so bad, he was running towards Ryan Tannehill with Josh Sweat next to him. So it's just like, come on, man. You got to have – it's got to be better. And, I don't jump on guys like that. But
mm-hmm.
that what you saw last night, yesterday, that was terrible.
So who do you put in his place, though?
Yeah.
Hey, look, you used the second-round pick on Dylan Raiders. Hey, it's time to cash in on it. And from what I've been told from scouts, left tackle is his probably his best position for him to play. So get him out there.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I mean, it's time to see what you got in him. So
now, TD, before we get you out of here, do you think that the defensive back, Roger McQuarrie. You think he's hitting the rookie wall? Because to me, he's one of those guys that, and you mentioned this before, he's always in phase. He's always right there, ready to make a play. But at least the last couple of weeks, he hadn't been able to make that play. I think he's beaten up a little bit. I think he's tired. He's hit that rookie wall, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, I think he has hit that rookie wall, and you look at it, right? And in college, like, this is around the time where things start to, wind down in the season, like it's coming to an end. So it coincides with the timeline that he's been on, the last couple of years. So I do think he's hitting that rookie wall. Now, that touchdown he gave up, Devontae Smith is a top-level route runner. And just hit him with, that little lion with the eyes looking to the outside, plant that foot and come back inside. And it wasn't a contest. But I do think he's hitting that wall. And that's something they'll probably have to look at, and just do something to try to get him back on course and challenge him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, what they have to do.
TD, appreciate it as always. We'll be listening to Mike Vrabel coming up in about 45 minutes, see what he has to say. But thanks. We'll do it again next week.